Hello and welcome back to the Catholic Guide, where we talk about everything that it means to be Catholic. Today we're going to be talking about All Saints Day, which is today, November 1st, 2023. Now, we're going to be talking about what a saint is, how to become a saint, and why we have All Saints Day and why we celebrate that and why it's a holy day of obligation. So, number one, what is a saint? So, a saint is anyone who's in heaven, so therefore you have to be a saint to get into heaven. Now, this does not mean that you have to be a saint proclaimed by the Roman Catholic Church or the papacy, which is the Pope, or the magisterium, which is the group of leaders, right? So, if you are in heaven, you are a saint. But if the Roman Catholic Church doesn't necessarily know you that well, but you were really good Catholic and you are in heaven, then you are a saint. But there's a difference between heavenly saints and saints proclaimed by the Catholic Church. All people in heaven are a heavenly saint, even saints proclaimed by the Catholic Church. But saints proclaimed by the Catholic Church are people that we know are in heaven. And so therefore, if you strive to be in heaven, you strive to be a saint. And that's so great about the Catholic Church, because we're all called to strive to be saints. Now, what is a holy day of obligation, and why is All Saints Day a holy day of obligation? A holy day of obligation is if you're Catholic, you are obligated to go to church on that day. Therefore, you have to make it to church, unless you have an extreme circumstance, and you have to get that approved by the Archbishop, the extreme circumstance, so that you can miss the Mass. If you go to a Catholic school, they celebrate All Saints Day with you, most Catholic schools. But if you don't, you should go to a parish and receive communion and receive Mass on All Saints Day. Now, we celebrate saints because they are very important, because they lived a life of God. They lived a life that which we should follow, but we shouldn't follow it as an idol. And that's another important question that comes up. Are saints idols, and why do we pray to saints? So, saints are not idols, and here's why. We do not see saints as idols, but we do have statues of them, because they led gods, and so they are a figure of what we should be like to be close to God. And so, all saints were leading us to God, and through their leadership, we can be to God, with God as well. And so, if you have a saint in mind, my favorite saint is Elizabeth Ann Seton, because she was the first American saint, and she was also founded the first Catholic school in Baltimore. And at my parish, she's actually in the altar of, her bones are in the altar of my parish. And most parishes have a saint's bones or remains in their altar, which is so cool. So, we have saints who were really, really close to God in a relationship. Either they knew Jesus, or they had a great prayerful relationship, service relationship, and a communion relationship. And so through all this, they got to heaven. And that's what I was saying earlier. You have to be, if you're in heaven, you are a saint. So if you got into heaven, you had a good relationship. You built up a relationship with God. So we are working to get to heaven. That's our main goal. And we are the summit of God's creation. And God always wanted to be with us, but through the fault of Adam and Eve, we can't be with God. And so he sent his only son to let us be with him. And therefore, now we can. And saints are the people who are with him. And the proclaimed by church saints are the people who are with him, and that we know are with him. And so tomorrow, we will celebrate All Souls Day. And All Souls Day are the souls that may not be proclaimed in the church as saints, but they may be saints. But we don't know, because we can't see that deep into their life. Maybe it wasn't recorded, or maybe people didn't know how religious they actually were. So tomorrow we'll celebrate All Souls Day, and that's a day to celebrate everyone who died, and to celebrate those who we may not have taken account in. And so that's why we say, and that's also why we say All Saints Day. Because it's not just the saints, because we can't say a certain number of saints, because we don't know how many saints there actually are, because we don't know how many people are actually in heaven. And so this gets me to another thing. Why do we pray to saints? Is that worshiping another idol? No. The reason for this is God works through the saints. And so, if we pray to a saint, that saint takes it and brings it up to God. Because sometimes praying to God can be complicated and difficult, and our prayers sound like gibberish because we can't reach God through our prayers because He's so great. We can reach God if we ask Him to come into our lives, but sometimes it's really hard to get out, to get to the point. And so what saints do is they take our prayer, and then they get to the point, and then they give God that prayer, but they give Him the point, the reason why we prayed, and not all that other stuff. Because they know how it feels, because they lived that. And so that's the same thing as if we were praying to Mary. We're not worshiping Mary. We're praying to the mother of God, the one closest to God. And so we are praying to her, and she's taking our prayer, and she's receiving it. She's then assembling it to a way that God understands, because we ourselves as humans can't comprehend the greatness of God. And sometimes God, or sometimes we give God, we push a lot onto God that isn't really the point of our prayer, because we'll ramble on and on and on. And that's also called the blame game. And so that with Adam and Eve blamed Adam. I mean, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. That's the blame game. And so we play the blame game in prayer sometimes too, and that's so dangerous. But the saints take that all away, and they give God the actual prayer, what we're trying to say. And so why we celebrate All Saints Day is because those were great people, and they lead us to heaven. They lead us to eternal life and to sainthood. And so yes, we are all called to be saints, because we are all called to the kingdom of heaven, and it's your choice to decide to be a saint, and you can through prayer and through a relationship with God and baptism and reconciliation. So if you haven't, go to church tonight and make sure you go to church on all holy days of obligation. Coming up in season 4 of the Catholic Guides videos, we are going to be talking about holy days of obligation, and I can't wait to see you for that video.